How you handle criticism may say more about you than the person or issue in question. Welcome to On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you capture reading's aha moments and apply them to your life and leadership. 2 weeks ago, I was in Franklin, Tennessee, working with a group of doctoral students. Our seminar focused on the leader as a communicator and vision caster. And I had this giant 2-foot by 3-foot sheet of white paper on the wall of our classroom. Picture it like a big post-it note. And I asked this doctoral cohort to write down verses or quotes or maxims that help guide them as leaders. And one member of our cohort wrote, "Don't even cut the corner of his garment." Now, he was referring to an intriguing story found in the Older Testament of the Scriptures when a jealous King Saul was on the hunt for David, his one-time most trusted aide. And Saul had gone into a cave to relieve himself, unknowing that David was hiding in that very spot. And at that moment, David definitely had the upper hand because Saul didn't even know he was there. David's companions whispered, "Hey, here's your chance. Kill him." But David didn't do that. Instead, he just cut off a little corner of Saul's robe, of his garment. And here's what the scripture says about that moment. "And afterward, David's heart struck him because he had cut off a corner of Saul's robe." That's 1 Samuel chapter 24, verse 5. Now, why was David so bothered? Because David realized even though Saul had falsely accused him and had even tried to kill him, Saul was God's appointed and God's anointed king. And God was quite capable of removing Saul from the throne without any help of David, thank you very much. You see, David knew he had to respect God, and respecting God was respecting God's authority. Now, you may be asking, "I hear you, dude, but how in the world does this relate to the leader in this doctoral cohort, and how does it relate to Jeff Bezos?" Well, the leader in our cohort oversees a worldwide organization. He's the 4th executive director in this organization's history. And when you follow someone, comparisons always arise, as well as contrasting philosophies and strategies. So his mentor reminded him, "Never cut the corner of his robe." In other words, don't criticize your predecessors. Why would you want to bring any discredit on those who cut the path on which you are currently walking? That is so good. Well, I saw this principle when I was reading Brad Stone's great book, The Everything Store, Jeff Bezos in the Age of Amazon. And by the way, my review is up at onmywalk.com, so you can stop by there and read it. In Chapter 5, Rocket Boy, Stone is giving us an account of Jeff Bezos' forays into space exploration. And what's common knowledge in 2018 was pretty secretive in 2003. But Stone had carefully and skillfully uncovered the work of Blue Origin, Bezos' company devoted to space, and as well as its mission and the spaceship it was working on, and other matters related to Bezos in Space, which was the title of the article he was writing for Newsweek magazine. So prior to the article's publication, Stone sent a copy to Bezos for comment. I want you to listen to what he writes and how Bezos responds to the email that Stone sent him.
"A few days after my visit to Blue Origin's warehouse, I emailed all these details to Bezos to let him know what would be in the article and to try to elicit a reaction. I've since lost the message I sent, but in my breathless quest, I must have implied he had grown impatient with the progress of manned space travel inside NASA. I kept his reply. 'Brad, I'm traveling and responding by BlackBerry. Maybe you'll get this. It's way premature for Blue to say anything or comment on anything because we haven't done anything worthy of comment. If you're interested in this topic over the coming years, we'll keep it in mind for when we have anything worth saying. Some of what you have below is right, and some is wrong. I will comment on one thing because you touched a nerve, and I think it's hurtful to the people of NASA. There should be a counterpoint. NASA is a national treasure, and it's total bull that anyone should be frustrated by NASA. The only reason I'm interested in space is because they inspired me when I was 5 years old. How many government agencies can you think of that inspire 5-year-olds? The work NASA does is technically super demanding and inherently risky, and they continue to do an outstanding job. The only reason any of these small space companies have a chance of doing anything is because they get to stand on the shoulders of NASA's accomplishments and ingenuity. If you want a specific example, consider that all these companies use extremely sophisticated computer codes for analyzing things like structures, heat flows, and aerodynamics, which codes were developed over many years and meticulously tested against physical reality by NASA. Jeff.
In the upper corner of the page of my copy of the Everything Store, I wrote these words: Bezos didn't cut the corner of NASA's garment. You see, it's so easy to jump on the criticism bandwagon, especially when doing so puts ourselves in favorable light. But Bezos wasn't going there. And David learned, don't go there, and neither should we. And here are three reasons I think we need to avoid criticizing our predecessors or their work. Number one, criticism condemns the foundation upon which we stand. I mean, we're all standing on someone's shoulders. Why would we want to criticize and condemn that? Two, criticism kills a healthy leadership culture. I mean, I don't want to build a culture that's constantly nitpicking and critical. I want to build one that's empowering and that's looking out for the best. Three, criticism shifts my efforts from builder to building inspector. And that's not my job. As a leader, I'm a builder. I move things forward, and so do you. Paul writes, "Who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another? It's before his own master that he stands or falls." Romans 14:4. So my aha moment, compliments of my friend who leads this massive organization and Jeff Bezos, is this: don't cut the corner of his garment. Don't build yourself up or allow others to do so by criticizing predecessors or their work. Their work is the very work upon which we stand. That's my thought on my walk with Brad Stone, Jeff Bezos, and the Everything Store. Now here's my question. What are you going to do with that thought on your walk through life today?